This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on KMOX, and it is time to go to the guest line again. This afternoon, we are joined now by, well, for the first time, we are calling this, We have not been able to call him Congressman Wesley Bell, but he is serving Missouri's 1st Congressional District after winning the election back in November. And Wesley Bell, the former county prosecutor, now Congressman with us on KMOX. How's it going, Congressman?
It is going. I don't know how, but it's going. But in all seriousness, great to be on with you guys, and thanks for having me.
Well, it's how's the transition going, first of all, for you, because you are freshly on the job and just, in fact, gave your first floor speech the other day.
You know, not much time for a transition. We've had to kind of just jump right in and swim, but we got a great team, and so that always helps make things transition easier. Notice I didn't say easy, just easier. But really excited to be in this space and be able to represent the folks of the St. Louis region.
How does the pressure compare or the spotlight compare when you're in court to giving a speech on the floor? Do you go into attorney mode where you're presenting your case, so to speak, or is it a completely different feel?
I think that's probably the perfect way to describe it. That trial lawyer hat came right back on, and when you're passionate about what you're saying, it makes it a lot easier. Now, that said, you got a lot of esteemed colleagues. And so, and you know that not only the world, but home is watching. But for me, it's always about how do I serve, you know, the folks at home. And I'm just excited to be in this position to do so. Although we got some challenges.
Yeah, Congressman, we wanted to talk to you about some Missouri/St. Louis specific items as it relates to funding that has been cut or is in danger of being cut, in particular in terms of medical research. But before we do that, as you are now in Congress and you've replaced Cori Bush in that seat, what do you expect or want to accomplish now being there?
I think that first and foremost, regional growth we have this region, and I've said it before, is a sleeping giant. We've been losing population in the city and more recently in the county as well. Where we're located in the center of the country, we have the sky is the limit, but we have to start thinking more regionally. We have to start figuring out how do we attract industry back to this region and support the jobs and organizations that we have here now. Also, we have to invest in our education, including not just our institutions of higher learning, but also pre-K and through high school. There's so much that we need to work on, and I was sent up here to do a job, so I'm rolling my sleeves up and getting to work.
So you are talking a lot about regional issues, things that affect this area and how you can help that. But we have seen a lot of people in Congress who have been really more so focused on national issues, and it may be unavoidable at times. But how do you want to balance that?
I think that, you know, obviously, as a member of Congress, we're going to have to deal with national issues. There's no question. We got to walk and chew gum. But I'm always going to tie things back to the district and what we need back at home. And oftentimes when we're talking about national issues, they do impact us back at home. And so there is a component in many situations where it's relevant to St. Louis. Now, that said, national security is also a big issue for me as well. Obviously, that impacts us at home as well, even if we don't realize it all the time. Sometimes things are off in the distance, relatively speaking. But I think it's just important to make certain that we're laser focused on our region. And again, like I said before, sometimes we're going to have to walk and chew gum, but we can do two things at once, and we have to.
Speaking of a national issue whose repercussions are the repercussions of which are local, you raised concern about the cutting of funding and grants for biomedical research. And these are those indirect funds that are dispersed by the National Institutes of Health. And you said this will affect the St. Louis area. Obviously, we have our extensive hospitals, systems and schools here. Why should people be concerned about this?
And this is, to your example, this is an example of a national issue that impacts us at home. Over 7 million people are living with, an estimated 7 million people, for example, are living with Alzheimer's. And research into finding a cure and treatments and cancer, and all of us have been touched by either personally or members of our family and loved ones who have been touched by cancer, and having the research institutions like we do at home to continue to look for treatments and hopefully one day find a cure, and to stop that process is not only reckless, but it also it's not aligned with the values of Americans, but also folks in the St. Louis region at home.
So what sort of communication have you had with providers or hospital systems or Washington University or whatever?
I've met with all of them. Several of them were here in D.C., but also I've met with several of our local institutions of higher learning and other constituents and stakeholders as well. And honestly, that's a part of the job. I'm going to be able to more effectively represent my district when I know what those needs are in the district. And so meeting with our constituents and meeting with our stakeholders, but at home, as if you follow me on social media, just meeting with regular folks in our region, that's how we find out what the issues are that are most important to our district. And that's what I've been doing, and particularly with this issue as well.
We know that the cuts you're referencing here would especially affect WashU, the School of Medicine in St. Louis. I know funding and grants and all of that's complicated. Do you know what percentage of funding these grants are for a school like WashU?
So with all of our research schools, they receive a tremendous amount of resources for the research that they're doing. So even in schools like where I went at Mizzou, get hundreds of millions of dollars in financial and federal funding to do this type of research. And some of the research that we do at home is with respect to food and food security, to ensure that crops grow and that and that impacts people not only in our region but around the world. And so this is a real this is an issue that is a real issue, not just an argument, a political argument in D.C., but impacts people at home, and it impacts food, it impacts medicine, it impacts the price of food and research for diseases. I mean, this is the work that is done at WashU and other universities is tremendous, and we need to make certain that it continues.
What is your level of confidence that you can prevent massive disruption in this area, or that the collective effort can do that?
You know, I believe that that arc of justice, as it's called, the universe does bend toward justice. I do think that Democrats and Republicans alike are vested and have skin in the game with respect to cancer and Alzheimer's. These are things that are not partisan. They don't care what your political affiliation is. And so we got to keep working. And you know, in the minority, and a lot of folks have to understand this, we don't have standing to sue on our own. So the minority party has to partner with stakeholders to find stakeholders that have the ability to sue. And that's one thing that we've been doing, is saying, hey, if the administration has a problem with how funds are being spent, well, you're in the majority party. We have a way to deal with that. We have processes to deal with that. But just stopping them or threatening to stop them is not the way it should happen. And so no one wants to see government waste and fraud cut more than me. I'm a prosecutor. But there's ways to do it. There's rules and laws to do it, not just leave organizations like Affinia Healthcare and People's Healthcare Clinic and Washington University and Mizzou, leaving them not knowing if they have funding, and with some of our healthcare facilities not knowing if they can keep the doors open.
Congressman Wesley Bell is with us now on KMOX, and you mentioned that one of your issues that you will be concerned about is national security. You are going to serve on the Armed Services Committee, as well as the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. So what specifically, when it comes to national security, are you most concerned with?
I think that we have to, I think Americans have to understand how important it is, not just to our own national security, but international security and peace, that America continues to have a military and strategic edge. That is one, probably one of the most important components to maintaining the world and our livelihoods as we know it. And we do have actors like China and Russia who are undermining our global agendas, which are about spreading democracy and making certain that we do try to see peace, and particularly in some of the regions that we're seeing challenges with now. And so it's so important that we maintain that edge. And when we look at places like China that are actively stealing our technology and cybersecurity issues that are blatant, that we need, that is something that Americans need to be need to be concerned with. When we look at TikTok, now I wasn't here during that vote. That was in the last Congress. But one of the concerns was the fact that TikTok was owned by China and was compelled to share data on Americans with, you know, with the Chinese government. That is a concern. Now, I know that there's some negotiations going on and we'll see how that plays out. But these are issues that folks have to understand are important. It's not just about what's fun and what's interesting, but also what is in our interest of our national security.
Representative Bell, one of the few areas where Cori Bush and Senator Josh Hawley did agree was in cleaning up the Westlake landfill and the radioactive contamination there. Do you intend on continuing that pursuit to get Westlake dealt with? And have you yet talked to Senator Hawley about working with him in those efforts?
So that is an absolute priority for me. Before I was even sworn in, I've been working with local activists on the ground with respect to not only the cleanup, but hopefully expanding the definition of the RECA Act to include folks impacted here in St. Louis, folks who worked or live nearby, I should say, this where this contamination was. I've met with the Army Corps. I've been briefed on it. This is a priority because it's something that is impacting folks at home, and it is something that the alarms and red flags should be up for. I think that sometimes problems are out of sight, out of mind, and folks don't understand how significant the contamination is and what the data is showing with respect to folks, you know, getting cancer and things of that nature. So it is an absolute priority, and I very much intend to be a part of the coalition to help get the RECA definition expanded to include folks nearby these contaminated sites, and also make certain that folks get the compensation that they deserve.
Congressman Wesley Bell with us here on KMOX. What is on the agenda for the rest of the day?
Well, I'll be back home.
Oh,
for me, it's important once we get out of session, I like to get home and get back in the district. So we'll be meeting with constituents. We'll be on the ground supporting organizations, because there's a lot of great organizations that are doing a lot of great work. And so I'm always happy to be back home and continue to represent folks not only here but right back in St. Louis.
All right, Congressman Wesley Bell, good to talk to you. We hope to see you when you are back in town and have you come in studio and visit with us again.
So, Chris, I got to ask you, are you okay?
Yeah, well, no.
He is not.
No, I am. We got a new coach. Everything's going to be
over.
Hey, look, got a new coach. We took Ben Johnson from the Lions. We're going to be okay. We got Caleb. We're going to be okay.
Amy, I've never heard him sound this optimistic.
It's feeling good.
Just life in general. Like, this
it's
is
incredible. It's a little off-putting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. I'm not used to it, right?
No, I know. It's not.
It's off-putting. It makes you feel like something's up.
Trust me, I don't feel great about it.
Hey, always great to be on the show, and I hope to talk to you soon.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Congressman Wesley Bell with us here on KMOX. What, 3 weeks on the job now? Is that about right?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't look.
Four. Dude, I can't do math.
I barely know what day it is.
It is Friday.
Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. You know what?
Let's talk about Valentine's Day.
We should talk about Valentine's Day.
We should.
We got some things to get into.
I've got my communist Valentine's Day cards I wanted to share with the people.
That's Comrade Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji on KMOX.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Hey, guess what? We're giving away Doobie Brother tickets.
What? Both brothers?
I think it's for both Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers tickets. You know what? We're not doing any teasing here. We're just going to give them away.
Let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Be the sixth caller
to the contest line.
314-955-1120.
314-955-1120. You'll see the Doobie Brothers in September at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Good luck to all of you.
Sing that song. Doobie doobie doo. Doop doop doo doobie doo.
We were talking about, we did our segment. It's going to be our daily segment, the egg beat.
The egg beat.
Because we need to keep the people informed about egg stories.
Yeah.
Because it's all anybody's talking about.
Eggs are in the news.
So we did get a couple of text messages to 314-436-7900. This one says, I think Wheeler is hoarding the eggs, trying to get yolked.
Well, that's...
Double meaning.
Wow,
very
that's good.
Good.
Very good. Congratulations.
Can you see him at home just drinking a big like pint
Rocky.
Glass of...
Yolk and milk?
Yeah. Not eggs. Even milk.
Didn't Rocky did eggs and milk, though.
Was it? No, it was just straight eggs.
It was just straight eggs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dumped right into the glass and drank it straight.
Yep.
Also, this texter says, I'm picturing a guy in a trench coat and fedora doing black market egg deals out of his pockets in an alley. It's going to get that way if the egg prices do not come down.
Can you imagine if you tackle that guy? It'll be a mess.
Would you eat black market eggs?
I don't think so.
You don't know where they came from.
No, you don't. Hey, it is Valentine's Day. And so I promised that I would read one of my communist Valentine's Day cards that I actually just sent my brother. I sent them to you guys, too, but they're really for my brother. This one has a picture.
Because you and most of the members of your family do belong to the Communist Party?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because we do belong to the Communist Party, comrade.
Yeah, correct.
I can't spell Marx scores without Karl Marx.
That's accurate.
All right. So I have a picture. One is like, it's a really pretty red card. It's got Trotsky's face on it. It says, roses are red, the hue of seduction. You're too cute to seize the means of production.
Okay.
That's what else? Pretty good.
What else you got?
That's pretty good.
What else? Come on.
Okay. Unlike the free market, my love isn't fickle. Will you be the hammer to my Valentine's sickle?
That one's better.
It's better, but not good. That Amy.
I'm like the free market. My love isn't fickle. Will you be the hammer to my Valentine sickle? How is that not genius?
Dude.
That is so good. That is really good.
You can't call yourself a genius, Kanye. You gotta let other people do it.
Well, let's keep Kanye out of this.
That's what he does.
Insane. Listen.
Send us, by the way, we want to hear your best pickup lines before the show's over. 314-436-7900.
I have a good one. You guys could say it to me. Hey, girl, are you an underdog on a Cinderella run? Because you're upsetting everyone.
What?
That was a rough.
You're upsetting everyone.
Yuck. Text us your pickup line.
What's
at 314-436-7900 or on the Odyssey app. Leave us a voice message and tell us what it is on the Odyssey app.
Get it? You're upsetting everyone. You're an underdog.
What was mine? Oh.
Are you a bank loan?
Oh, yes, that's right. Are you a bank loan because you have my interest?
Yikes.
That one's not good either. That's all I can come up with, though.
I made up the Cinderella run one. That's so good. That's me. I made that up.
My pickup lines aren't very...
pickup lines?
No, my game is more like, hey, stupid. It's not great.
Hey, dingus, ever heard of the Chris and Amy show?
Yeah. No. I do not tell anybody about this until the last possible minute.
I am the last person you want to be associated with.
I do not. I never lead with my job. When they say, what do you do for a living? I go, damn it. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's dumb.
I don't know.
This is the Chris and Amy show. You should listen to it. And then I tell them that you should download the Odyssey app.
That's his
I've made
line.
So many people download the Odyssey app. It is my pickup line. It works.
How about this? Download the Odyssey app. You ought to see me tomorrow night.
You ought to see me later.
That's what it's better I went to the Joe Buck.
Oh, I got it.
See me tomorrow night. Yeah.
There you go.
Ought to see me later. Hey. Dude, that is seductive.
Amy, you know who we're talking to next?
Cam Jansen.
Cam Jansen?
Former St. Louis Blues enforcer, host of the Cam and Strick podcast with Andy Strickland.
St. Louis Blues Warriors, presented by the 2025 Gateway Warrior Classic. It's February 14th. That's today through the 16th. We're going to talk to Cam about it next. It is Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji on KMOX, and we are happy to go to the guest line this afternoon because the 2025 Gateway Warrior Classic happens this weekend at Centene Community Ice Center in Maryland Heights. It's presented by St. Louis Blues Warriors. The alumni game is on Saturday, and we have with us former Blue Cam Jansen on KMOX. How's it going, Cam?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
Not too much.
Oh,
we
very
just
little.
Thought we would chat with you on this Valentine's Day. You have plans tonight with your lovely wife?
Actually, we're going to go to Annie Gunn's in about, well, probably right after this interview. We'd like to get there before everybody else creeps in. We'll sit at the bar, have some Bloody Marys, get a big old steak, and then probably go to bed tonight by, 7 o'clock.
You're there before the retirement crowd.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
I know. Well, I know. That's when I like to sit at the bar because it's easy to get drinks and stuff like that. So we go bar hopping, Kate and I, so we go out to eat quite a bit. We don't have kids, so we spend a lot of money on useless things.
Good. Good.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad you're getting a good night's sleep because I know you've got that alumni game tomorrow. For our listeners who don't know, what is the Gateway Warrior Classic and the role that the St. Louis Blues and the Blues alumni play in it?
Well, they have a bunch of veterans that are disabled in different ways, and they all get together and they play hockey and they travel around. And a lot of former alumni like Rob Ramage help support this. We all do different things for them. And it's so much fun because we have all these veterans. They are so hardcore. They play to every single whistle. They stop on pucks. They'll block shots. They'll try to fight me. They get mad. They'll whack me in the back of the leg. I don't let anybody hook me or clutch when in any of these things except for these guys. I give them a free rein to do whatever they want. Lozy, Reed Lowe, and I are both captains of the teams. We might fight right off the bat. I haven't decided yet. He's very, very big. He's putting a lot of weight on, so it's going to be really, really tough for me to handle him. But we will entertain the people like we always do and raise money. And these guys are so cool. Guys and girls, by the way, they are so cool. They take it so seriously. And sometimes you just got to back off a little bit and just let them do their thing, because it's just it's a way for them to kind of let it out a little bit and get, you know, whatever demons you have from whatever you've been through. You know, hockey is such an unbelievable sport where when you play it, you could just let it all out. And when you're done playing, you sit in the locker room, you have a couple beer, and you all shoot the crap together, and it's just such a cool feeling. And these guys are awesome, so it's going to be a fun time, and you might see some fireworks.
Do you ever feel like when you're playing in one of those games that you know, because the playing career is over, the NHL career is over, but you feel like maybe you push it a little too far?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You should have seen what I did this morning. Oh yeah. No. I'm not playing around. If I'm gonna, we skated at 7:30 this morning, and you just got a bunch of guys. It's just Billy DeWitt III was out there with us. I put him on my line. I hooked him up for a couple goals, put a smile on his face. You know, it's really, really cool. Yeah, we probably try a little too hard. You probably do. And hockey's weird, man. Like things make you mad really easily. When you're skating, trust me. A guy hooks you, they whack you. Amy, you know, you skate with us. Yeah, I saw you hacking and whacking,
well,
too, girl.
Well, that's because you're dirty. Like, you know, the butt into the stick into the kidney. People don't know about that, but that's a thing. You get into the corner, there's no padding over your kidney.
No, I know. I didn't do that to you, by the way, just so everybody out there knows. I didn't do that to Amy.
You didn't.
But no, you can cross-check. It's just a lot of little things. You got a weapon in your hand. You're going 100 miles an hour. You could fall into the boards. You have that puck that could break your finger. Like, it's pretty hardcore. So we try not to hurt each other, but sometimes you run into each other. And I've done that to a couple guys, including Bruce Affleck, who's head of the alumni. I retired him. Oh, about wow. 5 years ago, it was his last time he's skating with everybody. I'm on his team, and I have the puck, and I turn, and all of a sudden, I run into him so hard, and it was like the biggest thump, like, bam! And I don't think he's ever played another game since, and I feel horrible about it. And we're on the same team.
You apologized?
Yes. Oh, God, yeah. I did. Wait. Oh, yeah. Now, you definitely apologized to him. I felt terrible. And so it's just hockey, man. Even if it's a charity game, like sometimes it gets a little too rough and you got to calm down a bit.
Gets a little chippy. A little chippy.
A little chippy.
How does that, okay, like you said, taking it too far, trying a little too hard. You guys are all former NHLers. You've been there. How does that compare to the guy that takes it a little too hard, like at the Brentwood Men's League? Like I've played, I've played on the Tuesday night at midnight Brentwood Men's League. Guys who, you know, if they didn't blow their knee out, they could have made it. And they all sometimes take it too far. How does that differ from the guys who actually made it and played in the NHL?
So, first off, who did that to you, Amy? Because I got some pipe-hitting dudes that come out there and take care of business. So you let me know who's doing that, and I'll take care of it. No, this is a whole, it's a thing with hockey. Like, you'll have that hero out there that, well, it's going to hook you. Maybe he runs into you. He didn't make it because he blew his knee out. Like, okay, we all blew our knee out, dude. I blew my shoulder out. I got concussions. Like, you figure it out. You didn't make it because you weren't good, and that's fine. But now you're acting like a hero, and you want to make up for that. And now you're hitting guys when they're not looking. You're doing this. You're doing that. You're taking no-look slap shots from the point when the puck's rolling. So the puck's coming right by your ear when you're standing in front of the net. Like, that kind of stuff, man. That's why I like to skate with my own group of guys, because we don't have any of that stuff out there, man. None of that stuff. Although, if me and Lozy want to bump into each other and do our thing, like, we know we're going to do that. But you don't have that rogue guy that's doing crazy stuff out there, because you can get hurt, man. I've seen injuries so much in petty games throughout the years. And you know what? Even, like, skating like today, the puck whizzed by my head. Like, it just whizzed by my head. I'm like, interesting. I could have lost every
single tooth. It was Bill DeWitt, wasn't it?
It was Billy DeWitt because he wears a cage, and I think he took a slap shot when it was wrong and almost killed me. And that would have cost me a lot of money, but I probably would have put on the Cardinals credit card.
It's funny that the reaction to that, the puck whizzes right by your head, and the reaction is, oh, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
I could have died just now.
It could have cost me so much money and just a hassle getting surgery on my mouth in a alumni game.
I love how that's a hassle. You get hit in the face. Hassle. You get hit in the face. You need surgery, reconstruction. It's a hassle. Yep.
Well, I'm going to be busy for the next 3 months.
As an
NHLer, what is the thing that used to really upset you the most a guy would do to you?
Punch me through my face to where I'm spinning for 3 days and puking driving home from going to Eureka.
No way. That happened?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, man. Like, I probably had so many concussions where I just didn't tell anybody, you know, and just sucked it up like an idiot, really. A lot of guys did that.
Really?
I remember getting hit so bad in St. Louis by Colton Orr. I have all my people there, all my friends, my family. Everybody's waiting for me afterwards, you know. And he hits me so hard at the end of the game, or he hits me in the back of the head, my head hits the ice, like, bam! I'm like, oh, God, didn't tell anybody, of course. And then, you know, afterwards, I'm driving home. I got a bunch of people in my car. We're driving out to Eureka because I'm like, oh, let's get to Eureka and we'll party at my house, whatever you want to do. And I had to pull over because my head was spinning so bad that I puked over everybody. The girls in the car were going like, oh, God, crying.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, God. I made a huge mess. Got back to the house. They wiped me up and I kind of figured it out. And we partied till about 4 o'clock in the morning. And the next day you had to go play again. So, like, I got crushed a couple times. I got hit by my own teammate, Brad Winchester. It was my wife's family's first time watching me play. And I turned the corner, and I'm about to hit a guy for Philly. Had a breakaway, just missed on a breakaway, which would have been great because this would never happen. But my own teammate hit me so bad, and I was knocked out, and it's so god-awful looking. It's all over YouTube if you want to check it out. Just don't send it to me, please, on Twitter.
No.
I can't see it anymore. Kate's family, for the first time, I'm literally choking on my tongue. And then we go to the hospital all night. They're there like, yeah, man, it's hardcore. It is. And it wasn't really, you know, I was scared about the punches, but I hurt myself more me trying to hit people and missing and hitting the boards weird than anything else, if that makes sense.
So, man, that's rough. Do you like the idea of, you know, NHL, NFL, they're always trying to make the game safer, you know, try to take the head injury stuff out of it. But knowing all of that, and having experienced it for yourself, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I created a hit where they took it out. I was crushing guys on the back check where they dump the puck in and there's like they change and I just smoke them and they took that right out. I went through a bunch of different waves with the hitting. But yeah, you don't want guys to get hurt, but like there's only so much you could do. Okay.
Right.
Like, what are you gonna do? Take the puck away? You know what the scariest thing on the ice is?
Having the puck.
The puck is the scariest thing on the ice. That's gonna hurt you more than anything. Should we take that away and make it plastic or whatever it is? Because that's what hurts more people than anything. You take a puck off the ankle, your ankle explodes. You take a puck off the face, your face explodes. Your finger explodes. Your chest explodes. Chris Pronger gets hit in the heart. He has a heart attack. Basically dies on the ice. The puck is the scariest thing. And you know what else is scary? The boards. You're going to take those away? Flying in the boards 100 miles an hour, toe picking, and hitting these movable objects going 35 miles an hour. You might as well take that away. Take your stick away. Take the ice away. All the danger is the stick, the ice, the skates, the puck. Now, the hits are there. They're still big hits in the game. They cut away from the headshots. Guys are going to get suspended for that. But it is a dangerous sport no matter what you do.
Yeah, you didn't sell a lot of people on it in the last 30 or 45 seconds because you're so...
It's a great game, though.
It's a great game. Game's but, great. Cam, you're so right. I was talking to Chris Pronger a couple of years ago and how...
Name dropper,
yeah. But he said the game is just too fast. You know, it's so fast that it's going to be dangerous. If people think that Cam was exaggerating at 35 miles an hour, he's not. that's how fast these guys are going at full speed. I think it was Kevin Fiala, Cam, several years ago, went full speed into the endborns. It snapped his femur. You could hear him. It was awful. Yeah. You could hear him yelling in the Enterprise Center at that time. I was up top, like top in media row, and I could hear him. And so it is so fast. It's so dangerous. Although I do think the hits, they've changed from, to me, the hit that I can't watch is Scott Stevens on Paul Kariya. That's at least I feel like they're trying to get rid of that.
Yeah, that wasn't even that bad, to be honest with you.
Man, like, watch it.
There's still hits like that. Oh, yeah. Every other night, somebody gets rocked pretty good. I mean, rocked. I remember talking to Paulie about that. He's such an awesome guy, by the way. Paul Kariya is such a sweetheart of a human being. I love that guy. He was so sweet to me, and he didn't have to be, and I just never forget that. But Paul got knocked out so bad. That was in 2003, playing the Devils. Steven stepped up and knocked him out. He had no idea. He comes back in the game and scores a goal, top shelf slap shot. And he goes, I do not remember any of it. I was still concussed. I was out of it. Wow. He played a whole period without even knowing he played.
I think
that's not good.
No, I think he only has to this day 35% of his memory. He said he doesn't remember that year.
But what do you do?
Yeah.
It's a dangerous sport. What are you going to do? So is football. You know what I mean? Like, basketball and baseball aren't as dangerous. Like, you still get injured. You get, like, little knick-knacky injuries and stuff like that. Hockey and football are hardcore. But hockey, like, I feel like I played every other sport, from soccer to baseball to football to wrestling to track to everything. And hockey is so freelance to where when I go skate with my buddies, it's the most fun sport, in my opinion, to play. Like, yeah, I can go throw the football around in the backyard, but to go have a pickup game and you're stopping and you're on skates and you're going really fast and you could shoot and you could hit and you could do this, it's just, I got obsessed with it as a kid, being the first generation hockey player in my family. I had no idea about anything besides the Blues, and I became obsessed with this sport, just like a ton of other kids in St. Louis. They are obsessed with it.
Cam, before we say goodbye here, is there anything you want people to know about the St. Louis Blues Warriors or the Gateway Warrior Classic this weekend?
Always come out. It's a sin team, baby. Come on. You know what I'm going to do? Lindenwood's playing at 1 o'clock, and Bill Muckholt, the head coach, and all the assistant coaches, Jack Combs and those guys that skate with us with the alumni, I'm going to go in there at 1 o'clock and give them a pump-up speech. It's their last game at home this year. They did really well. They've beat some big, big-time teams this year. They're moving their way up as a D1 organization. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that. Watch the Lindenwood game. Go get a bite to eat, and then everybody's going to come back to Centene, and we're going to have a party. We have our beautiful locker room there. It's going to be a fun event. Lozy and I might fight buckets off center ice. I haven't decided yet. We shall see. but it's always cool. They got Centene is such a beautiful rink. You got bars. You got this. You got that. And if you guys show up, like, I'll take you through the alumni room, show you everything, have a couple free beers in there because it's loaded, stocked with liquor like you can't believe. So it's always a fun event, and it's raising money for such a cool cause, man. These guys are awesome, and they went through a lot over in the sandbox over there during some hardcore times, and they just let it out on the ice, and I see a smile on their face afterwards, and it makes us all feel pretty dang good. And so come check it out. It's tomorrow night. And we will certainly put on a show for you like we always do.
Cam Jansen, you're awesome. Have fun tomorrow.
I will, guys.
Thanks, see you later. Cam.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You too.
That is Cam Jansen, former St. Louis Blues enforcer. Again, the St. Louis Blues Warriors, they are presenting the Gateway Warrior Classic. It's this weekend at the Centene Community Ice Center in Maryland Heights. That alumni game is tomorrow that Cam will be a part of. And James O'Sullivan. Our guy, James O'Sullivan, who produces here. He's not here now, but he's usually over there. He's calling this afternoon's game.
Nice.
On PrepCasts.
Nice. There you go.
There are events happening all weekend starting today. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Congratulations to Tina in Lebanon, Illinois, who won tickets for the Doobie Brothers. Enjoy the show.